USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the government must get aid to Puerto Rico ASAP. Schumer noting catastrophic flooding and widespread power outages after Hurricane Fiona blasted the U.S. island territory. He said Puerto Rico's aging electric grid still hasn't recovered from Hurricane Maria 5 years ago. World leaders and diplomats are attending the 77th United Nations General Assembly this week in Manhattan. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for action on the global fertilizer shortage.
If the fertilizer market is not stabilized, next year's problem might be food supply itself.
The judge appointed to review documents the FBI took from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home last month will hold its first hearing Tuesday. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2-neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record-high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.